Shmuel Aleph Perek Aleph Pasuk Yud Test. So Chana has davened to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to conceive a son. Eli HaKohen has given her a bracha. And now she is completely carefree. She seems to have completely accepted that her dearest wish is going to be fulfilled by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vayashkimu Baboker. And so they arose early in the morning, the entire family. Vayishtachavu Lifnei Hashem. And they prostrated themselves. They bowed down completely flat on the ground before God. When one is mishtachave, the Medrash tells us, you are completely subjugating yourself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to accept all of the mitzvos, and to accept all of his judgments and rulership. And many great things occur after hishtachava'ah. And one of the things the Medrash lists is the conception of Shmuel HaNavi. Directly in this pasuk, Vayashuvu Vayavo'u El Beisam Haramasa, and they returned and came to their home to Ramah. Vayeda Elkanah Eschano Ishto, and so Elkanah knew his wife Chana. Elkanah was intimate with his wife Chana while they were in Shiloh. So Rashi says from here, Mikan Achnasaisha Asher B'Tashmish Amita. That when one is on the road, when one is a guest in someone else's home, one should refrain from marital intimacy. It was tzniustik that the men slept in separate quarters and the women slept in separate quarters. And only after they returned home did they return to normal family life. Vayizkereha Hashem, and Hashem remembered her. Remembered her barrenness and granted her a child. And the word Vayizkereha is very similar to the idea that on Rosh Hashanah, it's Yom HaZikaron, which is one of the reasons we read the Haftorah of Chana at conceiving and having Shmuel HaNavi on Rosh Hashanah, because the Chazal tell us that it was on Rosh Hashanah that Chana conceived. Sarah and Rachel Imenu also both remembered on Rosh Hashanah. So Yom HaZikaron is a very important day, particularly for families that are davening and desperate for children. And so her zikaron, as Mesudas David said, came lefanav letova. Pasachot vayhi leskufos hayamim. And so it was as the seasons, the tekufos of the year, the four seasons of the year, and the days passed, vatahar chano vateled bein. And Chano conceived, and she bore a son. The Mesudas David says, after the fulfillment of the days of pregnancy, from the moment that she conceived on Rosh Hashanah until 9 months later. So the tekufos are also the tekufos of her body, of the pregnancy, as they went by. The seasons and days necessary to bear a child, no number is specified, but a season is 3 months, four seasons in the year. So it's a minimum of tekufos, two seasons, and yamim, 2 days. So 8 months, 3 months. So it's 6 months and 2 days in is the minimum time considered necessary to bear a live child, even a premature one. And so the Ma'am Lois says that therefore this was a shortened pregnancy. So some say that it was full. Some say it was shortened only 6 months and 2 days. Either way, Chana is considered to have conceived Shmuel after being married for 19 years because it was 10 years of barrenness before Elkanah married Penina, and Penina bore him 10 children. If she got pregnant almost immediately after the birth of every child, that would have been 8 years or so. So it would have been now 18, 19 years in. Vatikra es Shemo Shmuel. And she called his name Shmuel. As Rashi says, I'll shame Kael for the name of God, and also I'll shame Hamaisa Hu Nikra because of the incident. Yimenu She'iltiv because she had asked for a child, so Shemuel can be Sha'ul Meikel, asked for from God. So it was the She'ela. So this is not Shama Kael necessarily, it's rather Sha'al Meikel, that she asked for the child from God, Kimei Hashem She'iltiv, because she had requested him, she had asked him from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And before he was born, the Medrash tells us a bas kol came out and announced a righteous man will be born, and his name will be Shemuel. And so, according to the Medrash, every woman who gave birth to a son around that time called him Shemuel, in the hope that he would be the great one. But when Shemuel was actually born, he was extraordinary, and everybody noticed something different about him, and that the Bas Kol must have been referring to this particular Shemuel, and not to the others. Chaf Aleph, Vaya'al ho'ish Elkanah v'chol beiso, l'zboach la'Hashem. And so the man Elkanah, and again ho'ish, a man of note, a man of stature, and all of his household went up to sacrifice to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as Zevach HaYomim, Ve'es Nidro, both the Yontav sacrifice, so he had promised that he was going to come to Shiloh once a year in addition to the Yomim Tovim that are required on Aliyas HaRegel in the Torah. And now after Shmuel was born, he continued to fulfill his neder, as well as the usual appointed times to go up. And so his neder had been to go an additional time, four times a year in total. And so he made a vow to bring a sacrifice to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, probably in gratitude for the fact that he had had a son. And so the family is rejoicing, and Hannah has a very special son, but she had, as we heard before in her tefillah, promised to give him over to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And so after waiting all that time, and after davening all of that time to have the child, she's going to relinquish him at a relatively young age.